From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. California's budget agreement borrows $500 million from the state's cap-and-trade program. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, environmentalists say the maneuver neglects polluted communities.
Environmentalists say money from the sale of carbon pollution permits is supposed to go to programs that help further reduce emissions. California Governor Jerry Brown and lawmakers say it will, just not this year.
We're very upset. We're very disappointed. This has been borrowed on the backs of people who can least afford it.
Vian Trong with the Greenlining Institute says there are projects ready to bring clean air to low-income communities. But Democratic Senate Budget Chair Mark Leno says the money is needed for social service programs.
In a perfect world, we would not have had to take this money as a loan to be paid back next year, but it's important to look at the overall architecture of the budget for consideration of this particular action.
The cap and trade fund has just over $200 million in it now, but lawmakers say they're confident that future carbon auctions will bring in the money needed for the budget. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones says Anthem Blue Cross should be left out of the new health insurance marketplace for small businesses next year. Jones says Anthem's planned premium rate increase for small employers next month is excessive, and Affordable Care Act requires him to evaluate whether insurers are suitable to participate in the new marketplace.
With three unreasonable rate increases in the first 7 months of 2013 alone, I have determined that Anthem has had a pattern or practice of excessive or unjustifiable rate increases.
Anthem Blue Cross says it will be serving individuals statewide in the California Exchange next year and that its rates are affordable. Covered California estimates up to 200,000 people will be part of the small business marketplace in a few years. The Exchange says it will concern its commercial